All right. Good morning, everybody. It looks like it's 9 o'clock, so we can get going here with DFT. So, for anybody who hasn't attended one of these meetings, this is just an informal meeting between development facilitation team staff and you as the applicants and agents. And we'll go over DFT comments with you guys. We'll start with item number one, PR 2022 007565. And I see the applicants team is here. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Jesse.
Morning.
Morning, head staff.
All right. Well, if you would, please briefly give us an update on the proposal.
Kenny, you want to do it?
Sure. What are you
Just
looking for?
I think you guys have the data in front of you, but it's a 144 unit built for rent project, multifamily, and we are here to answer any questions or go through some of our comments.
All right, thanks. And before we go to DFT staff, guys, I had as a courtesy, because this is across the street from the city of Rio Rancho, I sent the agenda to the planning manager there. And it looks like we got somebody here from Rio Rancho, Tim. Let's see if he wants to
Hi, good
say
morning.
morning. Tim, you're representing Rio Rancho, I believe. Do you want to speak on this application at all?
So just to clarify, I'm just representing the traffic section. Brian had sent this to us a few days ago to see if we had any comments. And so we had only commented about some of the intersections and the TIAs. Whatever development services has, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's on or not, or if somebody is, but I'm just here on behalf of the traffic section.
And do you have any concerns, Tim?
No, we have a lot of development going on in that area, and we just wanted to
Sure.
make sure that those three intersections were included in the TIA.
Okay. And you do feel that a TIA is needed? Or a TIA, in our case, it's a TIS, but
Sorry, TIS. Sorry, I was just reviewing TIA. Sorry. Yes,
no.
TIS. I was reviewing TIAs.
Tim, do you and I defer to Sertiel or Ernest in this case, or maybe we can go to them first in this one. Sertiel, Ernest, do you have any comments on that?
We have the comment. It says GIS was not required.
It's not required. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tim, I would suggest, if you want to coordinate with city transportation staff, I'm not sure if Ernest Armijo is here. He's the head of our transportation section. Ernest, are you out there? I don't see you in the list. No. Sertiel, well, Tim, if you want to coordinate with us, you can put your email or phone number into the chat, and I can, me or Sertiel can, get that to Ernest or Miho, if you want to follow up with them at all in the on this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right, sounds good. All right. Well, let's go now to the Water Authority for their comments on this project. I think it's Bob.
Good morning, Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We issued an availability statement 250618, and it specifies routine connections are available for this property. We do have a requirement in the availability statement for a service connection agreement. That needs to be processed and approved before we can sign off. We have a master utility plan note just to distinguish the public and private infrastructure on the master utility plan. So we can approve it with the condition that the service connection agreement is completed. Do you have any information on that?
Based on what Renee had corresponded with us about a week ago. He said he was going to start working on getting us an agreement.
Okay, so it is in the works.
Yeah. Do
Okay.
you know typically how long that takes? He said it shouldn't be that long, but do you have any information on that?
No, I don't. You'll just have to check with Renee.
Okay.
Probably best bet.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bob. Is that all?
Yes, that's all, Jay.
Right, thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology.
All right, thank you. Hydrology does have an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of June 11th of this year. Hydrology has no objection to approval of the site plan. As a general comment, prior to submitting for building permit, an engineer is going to need to submit a grading and drainage plan for review and approval if the minimum thresholds are there, right? The 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed buildings, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving, which it probably will hit those numbers. So we'll be looking for your grading and drainage plan as we move forward later on. And do you guys have any questions?
Just that we would provide that with building permit, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. All right, let's go back to transportation. Sirteel.
Yeah, number one, transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated 8/11/2025. A traffic scoping form was also received for this, and no GIS was required. No objection. Number two, as a reminder, an approved full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
All right, thanks, Sirteel. Oh, I see Ernest here too. He's jumping in here. Jay and Kennedy, you guys, and Jack, you guys got any questions for Sirteel and transportation?
Nope.
All righty. Let's go next to code enforcement. And I don't believe Jeff Palmer is here. Jeff, are you out there? I don't see him in there or in the list. So Jacob Boylan will read off Jeff's comments for you guys.
Good morning. This is Jacob Boylan. I will be relaying code enforcement comments. So starting off with number one, the wall along west side is shown as a 6-foot opaque wall. However, the wall height is limited to 3 feet in height in front yard setback, as well as IDO 57D, table 571, or up to 4 feet on the front parking lot edge meeting a parking lot buffer requirement as per 56F1I. Two, the parking spaces along west side require parking lot buffer wall as noted, or will require a 10-foot landscape buffer as per the same section, IDO 56F1I. This is cited in the landscape plan note number 9, but it does not appear to be implemented. Number 3, lighting. Light fixtures IDO 58E, general design and illumination standards, provide documentation showing how requirements are being met. A light fixture or A, light fixture types and detail sheets to show how the light fixtures meet required cutoff angle requirements for building mounted and pole mounted lighting. B, provide detailed sheet of light poles, if any, with height limited as per IDO table 581. Number 4, lighting designation for zone district, IDO 58F must show compliance with the standards in IDO 58F table 582. Property is designated as an LC2 light zone. Provide photometric site plan showing how total illumination from interior and exterior light sources complies with light trespass requirements at the property line for the LZ2 light zone. Continuing on with lighting, total lumen allowance per 58G. Provide documentation of compliance with total lumen allowance and total lumens allowed per dwelling. And show compliance with IDO 58H1B, residential recreation amenity and private parks regarding lighting for small courts, aka the pickleball court. And then lastly, signage to be submitted by separate permit and meet requirements of IDO 5-12, table 512. And that concludes code comments.
Cool. I do have a couple of questions about those, if that's all right.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Cool, thanks. So number one, the wall that we're required along west side, we have a section that is abutting parking, and then we have a section that's not abutting parking. We would like to use that opportunity to use the 4-foot wall. My question is, do we have to step down in those locations where there is no parking abutting west side, or can we do a 4-foot wall continuous along that edge?
And he's referencing, you know, west to east. As you go east, you get closer to that pickleball court.
And I think we'll have to coordinate with Jeff on that question. Jacob, you feel comfortable answering that?
Not at this time, no.
Yeah, we'll have to coordinate with Jeff on that. But if you would, guys, send me and Jacob and Jeff a follow-up email. And you can copy Robert Webb maybe in that as well too. But we'll try to get that resolved for you.
The other question I have, knowing that we're on West Side and it's quite a bit of traffic, is there an issue if we want to go to 6 feet just for a little bit more protection?
Yeah, again, we'll check with Jeff. We'll get feedback from Jeff on that and get you a response.
Okay, I'll add that question in the email as well.
Yeah, just please email us that. Yeah.
Yep, no worries. And then the second question pertains to these lighting comments. We've got the site plan. We're moving forward with this. We're pretty well set, but we don't have an official lighting plan yet. We don't have fixtures chosen yet, obviously. Can this portion be deferred to as a condition of the building permit?
No.
Okay. So we have to have all of the lighting specs provided to you guys and approved prior to going to the building permit.
Yes, you
Okay.
have to address, well, here's what I'll say, is you have to address 5A to the IDO. If you can address that, then we're good. But you have
Okay.
to address IDO requirements here at site plan because they don't review them the building permit. And
Okay.
yeah, there may be some details that for the lighting that don't need to be addressed at site plan, but anything in 5A to the IDO needs to be addressed. And it's become much more extensive in the last year or so than it used to be. And it is difficult. But I know that we've had a lot of lighting plans that have been approved in the last year, some really good ones. We got a lot of examples that we can provide for you if you need help with that. So we'll be happy to help on that. But yeah, you got to meet 5A now rather than a building permit.
Okay.
And I'll look for you as well. If it's a screening wall, there may be some allowances where I believe you can go to 4 feet and do it that way. And then if you wanted to go higher in particular locations, then it would go to the regular wall and fence guidelines. But we can get with Jeff and get all your questions answered.
Okay, that sounds good. I believe those were my only questions regarding those.
All righty, thanks, Kitty.
Thank you.
All right, let's go next to Parks and Recreation, Hannah. Or is it Whitney? I don't know.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation.
Hey.
We did have some comments on your project. So the project is adjacent to a paved multi-use trail along Westside Boulevard. Therefore, we need to confirm that you're complying with 5-6G screening of mechanical equipment and support areas. Whether or not there is a refuse area, how is that buffered or screened? The ground-mounted or roof-mounted mechanical equipment situation. Also, if there are any walls along Westside Boulevard, they will need to comply with 5-7 walls and fences. And also, please note that under walls and fences, if you obtain approval for a wall that exceeds the maximum height limits, you will also have to comply with 5-7E2, which is articulation and alignment, in addition to materials and texture and wall design sections. And sorry. And then We defer this to planning department, but parking lot screening will also be required along West Side Boulevard. I assume your wall is going to buffer that, but just thought we bring it up. City Forestry also had comments on one of the tree species that you had selected. That one is also included in your memo, and that concludes our comments. Let me know if you have any questions.
And not off the top, we may have some questions further down the line.
I have a question. This is probably more for Jay. Generally, if we wanted to go to the 4 to 6, is that a variance to the IDO standards, or what's that process?
If it's not permitted, so we do have a deviation process, Jay, where if you're within 10% of the standards, you can apply for a deviation request, and if you go to 6.4N of the IDO, there's criteria you have to address, but in this case, you're well over that, and you'd have to, yeah, if it's not a permitted height, then you would need to go to the ZHE in that case. But like I just want to mention the deviation option. If you're within 10% of the requirement, it would be an administrative action with this site plan, and there'd just be some criteria you'd have to justify.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was all I had. Okay. Yeah, thank
And
you.
there is a section in the chat that I added in there too. It's some of the but specific to the landscaping and screening area, and not just the wall area. So there's some exceptions, but I don't believe the exceptions go to 6 feet. I think they cap out at 4 feet.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Thank you, Hannah, as well. Let's finish up with planning comments on this, Jacob.
Yeah, hello, it's Jacob again. Just had a couple of comments on this, but just as a general note, anything in my comments shown in green is generally compliant. Anything in orange is needs to be looked at still. If you could provide like an elevation or on the elevation sheet, just showing that opaque fence that you guys are putting in once you kind of nail down the details on that. If we could just see that added to the elevation sheet, just showing the design height and all that.
Okay, real quick on that one, I had a question. Do we need to show the full elevation of that? It's a 500 foot plus wall in some areas, or can we just show a section showing height, material, finish, and use that as a typical detail?
Yeah, you show the detail on the sheet. You don't need to show the whole 500 feet, but
Okay.
we want to see, size, design, say, like section on the elevations.
Perfect.
Had just a couple of small landscape things to bring up. I saw that there was some gravel call outs for 1/2 inch blush and 2 to 4 inch gold. If we could just get the gravel calculations added, just showing that they're within the allowable percentage. And then, again, just another kind of clarification calculation to add is one tree is required per 10 parking spaces. We're just looking for the calculation to be added. I think you guys have it, but we just want to see it down there in that landscape data section.
Sounds good.
And then the other ones are pretty standard. Just project and application numbers must be added to the site plan. And then for any required infrastructure, a completed infrastructure list will be needed for public infrastructure needs. An IIA or infrastructure improvements agreement with financial guarantee will be required to final prior to final sign off of the site.
Okay, I did have a question on that one. What areas of this project will require the IIA? I think most of the infrastructure work is on site and private.
Is there, well, I thought there was an infrastructure list with this, Jacob.
Well,
Is there, Kenny, is there an infrastructure list with this?
I don't believe we have one submitted, Jack. Did we? Okay, I didn't think so. So no, TRWS hasn't provided that as of yet. And
Well, I'll defer to I'll ask right now, like Bob Kane from the Water Authority and Sir Teal, if we need in earnest, if we do need public infrastructure for this project. If we do, we'll need to have it financially guaranteed and placed on an infrastructure list, and you'll need a recorded IIA. But if not, then yeah, you're right. You wouldn't need to get to worry about that. Engineers.
Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We do not have a requirement for an infrastructure list. It'll all be private on site.
Yeah, this is John Niskey with TROS. They don't have any public infrastructure. Yeah, both golf course and west side are built out, and all their internal roads are private, and all the utilities are private as well. So
All right.
they
Well,
don't
then
qualify.
that's more of an FYI comment in this case, because if you don't have an infrastructure list to guarantee, there's no recorded IIA needed in the first place. So, Sertil, Ernest, do you guys want to jump in on transportation just to confirm that?
We have any infrastructure requirement?
Okay, well, we got to work with these guys on lighting and screening, if we have any infrastructure requirements, we can get back with you guys. But it sounds like there's not going to be a need for one at this time, for an infrastructure list and public infrastructure. So I was also going to ask you guys, Jacob, first off, before I move on, Jacob, are you done with your comments?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to confirm, Jack Remby did send us proof that the signs were posted on the site. They were posted, I believe, on Monday. And I believe we, for the IDO, they have to be posted for at least 5 calendar days before we can move forward with a decision. But in this case, anyways, we got some comments on lighting and screening that would prevent that anyways. So just want to point out, we got the notifications completed. So we're good on that. So my question is regarding the wall, I guess, at this point. I mean, the lighting, you're going to need to work with Jeff Palmer and Jacob Boylan on. And we got, like I said, great examples that have been submitted for other projects that we've approved. It's a very five, section 5A of the IDO now is a very extensive section. There's a lot there, but we've been able to work with applicants on their site plans on this. So we'll be happy to help you out there. With the screening, though, it sounds like if you do need to go to ZHE for a variance, that will hold up the approval of the site plan more than anything else, probably. So, Kenny, Jay, Jack, are you guys going to go for a variance, you think? Or do we need to talk about this more with, we can
I
talk
don't.
about.
To answer your question, Jay, probably not. We don't. We can't hold up the approval. We need. We're under some time constraints. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. Regarding, like I said, you'll need to work within with our requirements on that if you're not going to go for variance. And with the lighting, please email me, Jacob, Robert, and Jeff Palmer, and we'll try to work all these issues out.
Okay.
Hey Jay, if,
Yes, sir.
knowing that we have a timing issue, is there any reason why we couldn't go for a variance, later for the
Well, because
wall?
you so
Because
you can't
it
approve a site plan. So the site plan's got to meet the IDO requirements, or get a variance from those requirements. So the issue would be that we couldn't approve a site plan with a fence with a wall that isn't meeting the IDO requirements.
Well, what I'm saying is that we know that we're going to do 4 feet, so we're going under the pressure. We're going to build 4 feet, but we have, another 6 to 8 months before a wall's going to get built. And if we get it, we get it. If we don't,
Oh,
we don't.
so what you could do here's what you could do in that case. There's a method. You go for site plan approval with your 4-foot wall. Okay, we sign off on the site plan. and then you get a ZHE variance. And then you come back to us for an administrative amendment and
Got
you
it.
show that higher wall. You could do that too.
Okay.
And that goes for any IDO requirement. Yeah, you can always get your site plan approved and signed off, go to the ZHE for variance, and then come back for an administrative amendment.
Got it.
So
Perfect.
we get the variance first. Once that's in place, then we just apply for the AA after that. Okay.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'll say this. I shouldn't just say it's an administrative amendment. We could probably call it that for a wall. I mean, sometimes it'd be considered a major amendment,
Right.
but you could get an amendment. Let's just say that, minor or major. You could go to the ZHE, get your variance after the site plan approval and sign off, and then come back to us for an amendment.
Okay.
And if you got that variance, then that's not going to be an issue.
Right.
Yep.
Jay, how long do our signs need to be up just so we make sure we watch that no one knocks them down or?
So 15 days from the 15 days from the date of the notice of decision.
Okay.
And so the way it works, earliest we could, and we're not going to be getting it out this early, to be honest, because we're going to have to work with you guys on lighting. The earliest, based upon the time that you guys post your signs, the earliest we could issue a notice would be this Friday, because it's 5 calendar days for the IDO now. And then you go, then you have to add 15 days to that, based upon the appeal period.
Okay.
And so you need to have it up the entire appeal period after and the way we call the approval date for administrative actions, not DHO. DHO is the date of the hearing or the hearing that it was approved at. But for administrative decisions, the real approval date is the date that the notice of decision is issued.
Okay. And when, so we'll be working with you guys on screening and lighting,
Yes.
assuming we can turn that around, this week, next. What's the earliest that we can get in front of you again and then get that final amendment?
We're back here at in no on November the 6th in 2 weeks. Does that work with you guys? I would prefer to work with you on that timeline. I mean, if you really want to push it, we might be able to push it a little bit earlier than that, considering we got comments reduced down to I think parks, planning, code enforcement. We might be able to work with you a little bit earlier with a smaller team, but probably you guys come back November 6th and we could, get everything dealt with there.
Is there a deadline to get those drawings into you?
Yes, yes. The previous Wednesday by noon. That's because we want to be able to get that DFT agenda out that afternoon or, by the end of the day on Wednesday to give
Okay.
our staff as much time as possible to review the smell. So yeah, so it'd be I think that'd be October the 29th. That'd be next week. Well, next Wednesday, the 29th at noon. So about a week from now.
Okay. All
Cool.
right, we'll shoot for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. You guys got any final questions?
No, and just real quick, Hannah, if I have any questions about the screening that you mentioned in your comments, are you okay if I just reach out to you directly?
Absolutely. Yeah, please
Great.
feel free to reach out. My email address is at the bottom of the page on your memo. I'd be
Thank
happy to
you.
help.
Hey, can you just
Thank
copy? So I just want to be in the loop on that.
you. Yep.
I just want to be informed. So copy me and Jake and Boylan, if you could, the lead planner on the project.
And then Jay, you said you'd give us some examples of great lighting submittals.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll
Okay.
Jacob can help on
I'll
that.
request that in that email I'm going to send
Yeah.
you and the
Jeff or
planner.
Jacob can help on that, or maybe Rob. I mean, we got a lot of good examples at this point that we've approved.
Awesome.
Yep.
If there isn't anything else, thank you, everyone. We appreciate your help.